Sagebrush is underrated in the eyes of Jennifer Forby.
It's a really amazing plant.
Forby is an assistant professor of biological sciences at Boise State University. She studies how plants and animals interact. Right now, she's looking at why pygmy rabbits eat one sagebrush plant while they leave the one next to it alone. Turns out some sagebrush plants taste icky, at least to a pygmy rabbit. It's the plant's defense against a hungry herbivore.
You'll have a plant that looks like a little bonsai tree that the rabbits have just completely foraged and consumed, and one right next to it that is this big shrub that they don't touch. And so what we found is that those ones that they consume have fewer chemicals in them, more nutrients in them, and the ones that they're leaving alone have lots of chemical defenses in them.
And it looks like, to the human eye, the same plant.
They look exactly the same, right?
They look the same, but they taste different. Pygmy rabbits think about taste just like people do.
Think about when you go to the grocery store and the decisions that you make of what you buy. You get to pick up the box of cereal and decide what things are on it. Do you want more fiber? Do you want less sugar? And so these herbivores have these similar decisions, only the problem is that most of the plants that they consume are loaded with toxins because plants don't want to be eaten. And so they have to make decisions on which ones are tastier and which ones are toxic.
Knowing where those tasty plants are and how to help them will in turn help the pygmy rabbit survive. Plants that don't taste good have their uses too. The toxins in those icky plants could be turned into drugs for people.
Some of our populations of sagebrush had a much higher ability, more activity in order to kill off cancer cells. And so not only is it important for rabbits, but it's potentially important for humans. I mean, the chemical diversity that's there could really be useful in developing new therapeutics.
But figuring out which plant is icky and which is tasty is not easy. The smell of the sagebrush leaf is one place to start.
You could actually grab them, grind them up in your fingers, and you'll be able to smell a difference between them. And so those volatiles that sagebrush release, those are the chemicals that deter herbivores from wanting to feed on them.
But usually Forby has to pick those leaves, take them back to the lab, and study the chemical signature. That takes time and people. She'd rather do it in one fell swoop by tying the chemical signature to a camera.
It's called near-infrared spectrometry. And it's sort of like a fingerprint, a chemical fingerprint. And so you link those components to that spectrum. And now you can use that spectrum to detect different nutrients, different chemicals across larger scales with cameras that fly over the top of sagebrush.
Thursday, Forby and her research team took the first step in that direction. They did a test flight with a Raven. It's a tiny unmanned plane fitted with cameras. She hopes to partner with the U.S. Geological Survey to use the plane to map pygmy rabbit habitat in Idaho.
We will eventually, I'd say in a couple years, be able to fly over and say, that's a tasty plant, that's not so tasty, that's a tasty plant. So that'll be really exciting to do it at a much larger scale.
The plane can also fly over rough terrain, going where people can't. It could be a breakthrough for scientists trying to study and preserve both pygmy rabbits and their food, tasty sagebrush. For Boise State Public Radio, I'm Samantha Wright.